Good morning, 12th Street. That song was supposed to help you wake up this morning. Our Lord is coming again, isn't he?
Amen.
And he could come back today. Wouldn't that be a great, great thing?
Amen.
Although he made such a beautiful day, maybe he'll let us just enjoy it and then come back tonight. But it's good to be here today. If you're visiting with us, we want to say welcome. It's great to have you. We have several announcements to go through, so if you'll take your bulletin and look at these with me. First of all, Vacation Bible School is right around the corner. We are 2 weeks away from Vacation Bible School. It starts on July 10th, and it goes through Thursday, July 13th. If you haven't seen Brooke out at the in the Welcome Center to sign up to volunteer, we want to encourage you to do that. If you say, oh, 6 o'clock, I don't have time to eat, well, there's an option for you to buy some food, some meals during the week. You can, a family meal plan is $30 for a family or $20 for a couple, and you can get that taken care of. So all week, you can just come after work and serve at Vacation Bible School. It's going to be a wonderful week. Also, we have our church camping trip that's coming up in August, and there are a few sites, but they're filling up very quickly. And so if you would like to do that, then make sure that you get at the Fort Custer website, August 11th through 13th, and make sure you're signed up for that. There's a couple missions trips that are taking place that people in our church are taking. First of all, Dave and Carolyn Fagley are going to Uganda, and they're leaving on July 12th. And coming up in a week, we're going to have a little special time during our service to lay our hands on them, pray over them, and commission them to go out as faithful ambassadors of Jesus Christ and representatives of 12th Street as they go out to Uganda. Then also, one of our youth, Elise Van Sparentech, has a chance to go to Africa next year with her school. And they're going to do some missions work there as well. And so there's some information in the bulletin. Read up on those things. Let's be in prayer and then also see what we can do to help them with those things. There will be a quick business meeting after the service. It's our monthly meeting. And so all of our members, please make sure that you plan on just staying over for a few minutes. And then search committee, we have a meeting. Lunch is provided, so don't take off and go get lunch. Just stay. And let me just give you a quick update on what's going on with the search committee. They have been receiving, they've gotten 62 resumes. Some people applied, and they've sent out some questionnaires. Right now, they're in the process of reviewing the questionnaires that have come in. And so they're going to be meeting after the morning service. And I want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped with the amazing race yesterday for the youth group. And so if you helped with the amazing race, if you drove, ran a station, helped with food, whatever, if you could just stand up, we want to say thank you to you for being a part of that. There were no accidents. Four of the seven teams finished, so that's pretty good. They all got frustrated and all got lost, so I accomplished my goal. I want to say a special thank you to my wife for all the hard work she did in getting that together. So, this past week on Friday, Joel Ritzma's mother was in a car accident and she passed away. And so let's be in special prayer for Joel and the family. The visitation is going to be Wednesday from 2 to 4, and then 6 to 8 at Center Point Church, and then Thursday at 1 p.m. is the service. And so if you can just go and encourage Joel and the family, and especially keep them in prayer during this time. So let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are all-wise, all-knowing, and there's nothing that is ever caught you off guard. And I thank you, Lord, that in the times of our difficulties and in the time of our successes, you are always the God who's right there to walk with us. And I thank you, Lord, that in those times of difficulties that you wrap us especially tight, you hold us especially close. And I pray that you'll be with Joel and his family, the extended family. Lord, just comfort each one of them. And Lord, I do thank you that this morning, that as we meet together, as we talk about the awesome creation of man, that humanity is something, Lord, that you made different than all the rest of your creation. And when you made man and you made woman, you had great designs. And Lord, I know that in this country and in many other places in the world, the designs that you have made have been confused. And that the ideas that you have for a home and for a family have been wrecked. And so, Lord, I just pray that this morning we would just fall centered around your word again, that it would just bring us back to your truth. And this morning, Lord, as we study about what you have done for us, that we would fall more in love with you, because you are such a great God. As we sing this morning, I pray that our hearts would just be drawn close to you, as we crown you with many crowns in song, that you would be, your majesty would be appreciated and made known. And Lord, just take every aspect of this service this morning, use it for your glory, because without your glory, we have nothing else to show this morning. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take a moment and greet those around us.
All right, as you're making your way back to your seats this morning, remain standing. We're going to open with Lord, I Need You. I fall. righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Yeah. sun.